Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer. I am bringing you just the best podcast ever. This is what everybody wants. Okay, we got to get into the words because there's a whole lot of words in this episode. So many words, so many words, so little time. Let's do it. The first word is drop back. Two words. This is an intransitive verb from 1927. Number one, the synonym is retreat. Retreat! Retreat! Drop back! Come back! Get away from the things that are coming at us! Go bay! Go bye-bye! Number two, to move straight back from the line of scrimmage, as in the quarterback drops back to pass. And that was very similar to one of the definitions we had in the previous episode. It didn't give quite so much specific information, but yeah, it was very similar to that. Drop back, throw a big old pass down the field. Okay, the sound effect is going to be... hi-ya! Drop by is next. Two words. Verb from circa 1905, starting with intransitive, to pay a brief casual visit. You're paying a brief casual visit. It's not formal. It's not long. It's casual and brief. Drop by. Let me just drop by real quick. I just got to drop something off. Let me just say hi real quick. I got errands to run, places to go and people to see. I can't stay for too long. Thank you. Goodbye. Transitive is to visit casually or unexpectedly, as in drop by a friend's house. So I'm trying to wrap my head around this intransitive and transitive. So transitive is when you are doing the dropping by. Drop by a friend's house. Let me drop by. I'm going to drop by. Unexpectedly, I knew you were home. You had no idea I was coming over. Knock, knock, knock. Oh, who could that be? It's Spencer dropping by. He never does that. But then that intransitive, to pay a brief casual visit. I don't understand how this is the opposite, how this is different. Can you be drop-by'd on? If somebody drops by your house, are you drop... it seems like it should only be transitive. I don't know how English works. Hi-ya! Drop cloth. Two words. Noun from circa 1928. A protective sheet, as of cloth or plastic, used especially by painters to cover floors and furniture. Because you don't want to get the paint and stuff on your floors and furniture, you gotta put the cloth on all the stuff, either plastic or cloth, put it down so your stuff doesn't get all messed up. We have to sometimes get some drop cloth. It's not cloth, it's the plastic kind. We get it from the hardware store. Sometimes when we go out of town and we leave the cats at home, maybe for honestly, just 24 hours or so, if we're doing like a day trip, an overnight trip or something, we have to cover most of our floors with some drop cloth because our cats can sometimes be a little pukey, or, you know, cats in general, they just like to hack up hairballs and things. You never know what's going to come out of your cat, is what I'm saying. And so... I guess it's just easier for us to put down this plastic and so you don't have to clean up a bunch of puke or something off your floors. But you got to make sure to get the plastic that's thick. It's got to be probably multiple millimeters thick because we got some really thin stuff and it just rips so easily. And one of our cats has claws. We did actually do this last weekend when we went to see Brett Goldstein, and we came back and there were so few rips and like no puke, I don't think at all. It was amazing. I was so impressed with those two little guys. That's drop cloth. You gotta put it down. Put it down. Hi-ya! Drop curtain. Two words. Noun from 1832. A stage curtain that can be lowered and raised. Up and down goes the curtain. Hi-ya! Drop dead. Two words with a hyphen. adjective from 1970. Sensationally striking, attractive, or impressive, as in a drop-dead evening gown. Drop-dead is also an adverb. Can you do something in a drop-dead way? That was done. Drop-dead, drop-deadly, drop-dead. Striking, attractive, or impressive. Why is this word this word? Why do we use drop-dead for something like this? I don't know. I'm trying to guess. I'm trying to think about why that would be. Like, oh my God, you are so hot, I have dropped dead because of your strikingness, attractiveness, impressiveness, sexiness. Is that how we use it? Is that why we use it, I should say? Drop dead. It doesn't say anything about literally dropping dead. I guess that's not how we use that word in that way. We only use it when we're talking about something striking, attractive, or impressive. This is a drop dead podcast. Hi-ya! Drop down, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1951. The synonym is pull down, two words with a hyphen. So drop down, pull down, as in a drop down menu. Ooh, this is interesting. I think of a drop-down menu as something on the internet, on a web page. You open up a drop-down menu. Oh, but now I can't think of what would they have been using this back in 1951. Was this literally a menu, like at a restaurant, that you would pull down from a thing? I have no context for what this is. And I guess it's also they would also call it a drop-down because it drops down. When you pull it, it drops down. Yeah, I maybe in the 50s there were restaurants with menus that you would pull out of a thing, down from a something. I don't know, like those maps, you know, in school, they got the maps that are all rolled up. That would be like a drop-down map, a pull-down map. Hi-ya! Drop forge, two words with a hyphen. Transitive verb from 1886. To forge between dies by means of a drop hammer or punch press. Drop forger is a noun. Yeah, this goes back to all of those other words we had. Die, dies, drop, all those things. It's something about, metal creating a shape, making a thing, something like that. Hi-ya! Drop front, two words. Noun from 1925. A hinged cover on the front of a desk that may be lowered to provide a surface for writing. A hinged cover, so it's like a door, opens and closes. It's on the front of a desk, and so I guess if it's closed, you can still use the desk, but then if you open it up, it gives you an additional surface for writing. Or maybe there wasn't a surface for writing before, and now there is when you open up the drop front. This word is almost 100 years old. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen something like this. I mean, I'm sure I have. I'm sure I've seen a desk. Maybe I need to post a picture on social media of a desk with a drop front cover, because I just want to see what this looks like exactly, so I can, you know, maybe it'll spark a memory of like, oh yeah, of course I've seen that thing. Okay. Hiya. Drop hammer, two words, noun from circa 1864. A power hammer raised and then released to drop. And you'd be dropping it on a metal resting on an anvil or die. Okay, what is a power hammer? Is this a hammer that's powered by electricity? I don't know. Probably, but it's probably not the kind of hammer that we think about. This seems like it's related. Oh, yes, it is related to drop forge, because drop forge was to forge between dies by means of a drop hammer or punch press. And so the drop hammer is a power hammer. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know what sound it makes. It's raised and then released to drop. So that's what it is. It's a hammer that's dropping. You raise it up, you release it, it goes boom. And it's probably dropping on, looks like metal, resting on an anvil or a die. It's coming to hit the metal and create a shape out of this metal, which is sitting on an anvil, one of those big ol', very heavy, dense metal things. And then you can make shapes on it, I guess. That's a drop hammer. I don't know. Maybe we should post a picture of this one, too. Hi-ya! Drop head. Drop head. One word. Noun from 1932. This is British, and it is a convertible automobile. Oh, yeah, we don't call those automobiles drop head in America. I guess they call it this just because the head of the car, the top of it, the roof, the hood, not the hood, but the roof of it, can drop down. It can fold into the back of the car or just be taken off altogether, being dropped. You just take it off and you drop it on the ground. It's a drop head. Yeah, I don't know if I've heard that one before. Hi-ya! Drop in. Two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1819. One, a casual visit or brief stop. This is like drop by. It's just a casual visit. Let me just come in, maybe just a cup of coffee. Maybe I don't even have time for a cup of coffee or a hot chocolate or a chai. I just got to drop in real quick. Maybe I got to use the bathroom. Number two, one who drops in, a casual visitor. So the person can be called a drop-in. Oh, I got a drop-in. I'm sorry, I have to get off the phone. Somebody is dropping by. A drop-in is dropping by for a drop-in. Hi-ya! Drop in again. This is two words, but no hyphen, because it is the intransitive verb from circa 1600. Why is there such a huge difference between the two forms? 1600 is the verb, and then the noun of just a casual visit or the person coming over is 219 years later. So the verb of drop in is to pay an unexpected or casual visit, and this is often used with the word on. So I guess you'd say drop in on. I'm going to drop in on you when I do my drop by, because I'm a drop in. I'm not a drop out. That's something else. I guess technically I might be a drop out. I'll get to that later. Hi-ya! Drop kick. It's the sound you make when you do a drop kick. Hi-ya! Right? That's what we say. Drop kick is one word, noun from 1857. A kick made by dropping a ball to the ground and kicking it at the moment it starts to rebound. I don't know if I've heard that there was an actual term for this, but what would we use this in? Kickball? Soccer? I guess maybe soccer? I don't know. You can't use your hands, but it doesn't have to be. You don't have to use your hands. The goalie can maybe do a drop kick. They drop it to the ground, and then as soon as it starts to bounce back up, that's when you kick it. It's been dropped, and then it has been kicked. The ball got drop kicked. Let's talk about that one. Hi-ya! Drop kick. Two words with hyphens. This one is a verb from 1882, starting with intransitive. To make a drop kick. I guess that's the ball one. You drop kick the ball, and you're making a drop kick. You're drop kicking. And then transitive, to kick by means of a drop kick, as in drop kick a ball, also as in drop kick a field goal. Now is that American football? You don't usually drop the ball to the ground and then kick it when you do a field goal. Usually the dude's holding the ball at the ground and then you kick it from there. Now there is I can't remember what it's called when you're kicking the ball off to the other team. That's kind of like a drop kick because you got the ball out in front of you and I think you let it go and then you kick it. So that's kind of a drop kick. A drop kicker is a noun, But I guess I thought that somewhere in here there would be a definition about some sort of martial arts move, a drop kick. But maybe not. I don't know my martial arts. I don't ever do those things, so I don't know. It's all about kicking balls. Hi-ya! And then you gotta say hi-ya when you do a drop kick. I would love the, I don't know, soccer players, football players, American football players, anybody else who kicks a ball, I want them to say hi-ya whenever they do a drop kick. Drop leaf, two words, noun from 1882. A hinged leaf on the side or end of a table that can be folded down. These are great. Sometimes in restaurants you might see these if they gotta add, like maybe it's a square table, but then underneath, hidden, there's these drop leaves, and you fold them up and it becomes a circular table, and you can fit more people at this circular table. Doesn't have to be a circle. You could just add on to make it a longer, a bigger square, or not probably a bigger square, but a rectangle. You got a drop leaf on this side and a drop leaf on the opposite side, and so you can just add more seats and people to the table. I'm trying to think of anything else to say about that one. I don't know. I can't think of anything. You can have it in your home. You can have it in a restaurant. You could have it on a street. You could have it in a laboratory. Hi-ya! Droplet. Droplet. Noun from 1607. A tiny drop, as of a liquid. Just the littlest of drops is a droplet. But we did see in the previous episode, I think it's like the smallest measurement that you can do, the smallest practical measurement is a drop. But droplet is really just a drop. It's not any smaller than a drop. It's a tiny drop, but it's still a drop because you can't, it's just, whatever liquid it is, it's going to make one drop is one drop. I don't think you can make smaller drops or big. It comes out as a drop. That's just the size of a drop. It's a drop. Hi-ya! Drop light. One word, noun from 1890. An electric light suspended by a cord or on a portable extension. I guess this is just literally a light that's hanging from the ceiling. The first thing I could think of was that scene in Psycho. At the end of Psycho, I think there's a light hanging from the basement ceiling. And then, of course, it swings all over the place, which is just a very cool effect. The cinematography is wonderful and beautiful. So I guess that's a drop light. It's not installed into a thing, onto a thing. It's just able to hang from a cord. Hi-ya! Drop off. Two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1923. One. A very steep or perpendicular descent is a drop-off. You gotta stay away from the drop-off. If you're in a place that has a drop-off at a cliff, you're walking, you're driving, you're biking, go as far away from the drop-off as you can, or just please, please, please be careful. There are too many people who have fallen, got injured, died from drop-offs. I actually know two people who did fall off a drop-off, and unfortunately one of them did pass away because of that. That's how it goes. So you please, please, please have to be very careful of these perpendicular or very steep descents, especially if there's no fences. We were at the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland, and there's like no fences, there's no railings, because I don't know, it's your own fault if you go too close and fall off the drop-off. You're doing this at your own risk. So be smart. Be smart. Number two for drop-off. A marked or marked dwindling or decline, as in a drop-off in attendance. all of a sudden, partway through the professor's lecture, halfway through the semester, there was a steep drop off in attendance. Why? What happened? Was it their own fault? Were all the students distracted and then just didn't want to come to class anymore? There was a decline in the students coming to class. 3. The act or instance of making a usually brief deposit or delivery, as in drop-off points along the route. Drop-off points? Wait a minute. What are we talking about? What, you can drop off points? Here you go. Here's your points for the day. I'm not delivering newspaper. I'm delivering points. Why don't I understand this one? I mean, I don't understand the example. I understand dropping off a thing, depositing a thing, delivering a thing. Paper, mail, milk, packages, whatever. Whatever you can deliver, you can drop it off. It is a drop-off. Drop-off points. What are drop-off points? Along the route? I don't know. Hi-ya. Drop-off, two words, no hyphen, intransitive verb from 1820, to fall asleep. I'm going to drop off to dreamland. I did that many hours ago, and then I came out of that, and now I'm here. Hi-ya. Drop-out, one word, noun from 1930. 1A, one who drops out of school. Now, I would never have said that I dropped out of school, because I think that that means, or the way that I always thought about that to mean was, you failed. You were getting bad grades, and you couldn't take it anymore, you couldn't handle it, I don't know, for whatever reason, you leave. And my wife likes to describe when I, because I stopped going to college at one college, and then I took a couple years off, and then I finished college at another school. So she says, he dropped out of college from the first one. And I guess, after I think about it, I guess that's technically true. I would never have described that as dropping out, but it wasn't like I was getting bad grades. I was just at a point where I was kind of done with school and I wanted to stop. So I guess technically that's dropping out. I don't know. What do you think? Let me know. Email me, message me. What do you think, drop out? Well, you know, we have some other definitions, so let's see what these ones say. 1B, one who drops out of conventional society. Sometimes I sure want to drop out of conventional society. I don't know. Where do I want to go? I want to go to unconventional society? What's that? Where we're all just, I don't know what that is, but it sounds fun. 1C, one who abandons an attempt, activity, or chosen path, as in a corporate dropout. They're abandoning the corporate world, the activities, the attempts to do that, the chosen path. They drop out from that. Abandoning whatever you're doing at that moment is dropping out of that thing. And then you probably got to move on to something else. You can't just live in limbo. You got to choose something else. That's just how it goes. By not choosing something, you're kind of choosing something else. 2, a momentary defect on a magnetic tape or disc caused by a temporary loss of signal. Oh no, we had a dropout. What happened? We lost the signal, the audio, the video. When we're maybe on Zoom or something, we're talking over our internet, we sometimes get a dropout. I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you said. You dropped out. Oh, let's talk about that. Hi-ya! Dropout, verb, intransitive verb specifically. You dropped out of the Zoom. Hopefully there's no dropouts in this podcast. Hopefully you've downloaded everything so you will get no dropouts. Okay, intransitive verb from 1875, to withdraw from participation or membership. This synonym is quit, especially to withdraw from conventional society. All right, yes. So when it comes to college, I quit. I quit college. I couldn't handle it anymore. I couldn't take the pressure. No, that wasn't it. I just didn't want to take any more classes at the time. To withdraw, yeah, I definitely had a time in my life where I was like, yep, I think I gotta just withdraw from conventional society. I actually went to Hawaii for a couple of weeks. I wanted to live there, but that didn't happen. I was too much of a homebody to stay out in Hawaii, so I came home. So yes, I definitely dropped out. Proudly, I dropped out of life. Hi-ya! Drop pass. Two words, noun from 1949. Well, see, now I was expecting this to be football, because that was the whole thing about the quarterback drops back to do a pass. I thought that that would be called a drop pass. But no, it is a pass in ice hockey in which the passer skates past the puck, leaving it for a teammate who is following close behind. Drop pass. So you're not actually passing the puck, but you are dropping past the puck to kind of pass it to your teammate. That's it. And that the whole point of that is to fool the other team. They think that you're gonna take it, but no, you leave it for your other teammate. Hiya. Dropped with an ED. Adjective from 1915. Designed to extend or begin lower than normal, as in a dress with a dropped waist. Also as in dropped shoulders. Designed to extend or begin lower than normal. So, I don't know. I don't know my dresses. I don't know the styles and the things, but I guess a dropped waist is where the part of the dress that's sort of sewn a little bit closer to where it's supposed to be on the waist. I guess it's lower down than where you would think it to be. I don't totally understand it. But then also dropped shoulders. Now, are these literally your shoulders that are dropped down, or is this also in the fashion world when you're making clothes? What are a dropped shoulder? The shoulder begins lower than normal? Why wouldn't that look funny on a person? Same with the dropped waist. I don't really understand how these are used. Maybe we need to post a picture on the social media for dropped waist dress and dropped shoulders. My shoulders do sometimes get like high and tense, so I need to be good about dropping my shoulders. I'm getting better. Hi-yah! Dropped egg. Two words. Noun from 1824. It is a poached egg. That's a dropped egg, another name for that. I don't know if I have ever eaten a poached egg in my life. I don't eat eggs anymore, so I probably never will eat a poached egg. And I do not know what it is. How do you make it? What is a poached egg? I only know a couple of ways to prepare an egg, and I've heard of a poached egg, but I don't understand what is involved in making a poached egg. And I also don't understand why it's called a dropped egg. Do you drop it down? Drop it in water? Drop it on your head? I don't know eggs. Hi-ya! There goes the ball. I drop kicked it. The next word is dropper. Noun from circa 1700. One that drops. A drop kicker is also a dropper. If you're poaching an egg, you are a dropper, because maybe you're dropping an egg. Two, a short glass tube fitted with a rubber bulb, and used to measure liquids by drops, called also eyedropper or medicine dropper. Dropperful is a noun. We take one of our vitamins in a dropper, in a liquid. So every day you take one drop of this vitamin, and every single time we get this thing from the store, after halfway through the bottle, the dropper, the plastic part, like falls off. It detaches. There's the cap, and then the rubber dropper is above that, and the cap, like, detaches from the actual dropper. And it's very irritating, and I don't understand why they can't make it better. But that's every day I use a dropper to take one drop of this vitamin. Hi-ya! Dropping. Noun from the 14th century. One, something dropped is a dropping. Like, of course, how can you not think of this? Number two is plural, dung. That is the synonym, dung. So droppings, all the droppings from a thing, the poop droppings are droppings. All the poop that's coming out of a thing are the droppings. Last night, we just watched the fifth episode of the third season of the show, Ted Lasso. This doesn't spoil anything, but it was just a very funny scene. There was a baby sheep, a lamb, a sheep, and there were tons and tons of droppings from this sheep all over the desk and on the floor, and it was very cute and silly and gross. But literally just last night we watched that, so of course I had to mention the droppings from the little lamb. Or sheep, I don't know which one it was. Is it the same thing? I don't think so. Hiya. The last word is drop seat. Two words. Seat is S-E-A-T. Like you're sitting on a seat, on your seat. Noun from 1926. Number one, a hinged seat, as in a taxi, that may be dropped down. Okay, well, that might be more British, possibly, because I have never been in a taxi that has a seat that can be dropped down. Now, on the train in Chicago, the train, there are definitely hinged seats there, because there are, right by the doors, there are some seats that can hinge, because sometimes people, like on a wheelchair or baby strollers or something, are coming on and they need some extra space, and so you can lift up the seat, the drop seat, and they got more space to go in. But I have never seen it in a taxi, and I have some, I was never in a taxi in England, but I do have some memory of hearing that, or seeing something, I don't know, that you can raise and lower some of the seats in those cars. I don't know. But we also have number two, a seat, as in an undergarment, that can be unbuttoned. So if you got undergarments, some sort of underwear that has buttons, you can unbutton it, that's called a drop seat? I'm not aware of that one. I definitely don't wear undergarments that can be called a drop seat. My undergarments have no buttons, for sure. All right, that was a lot of words, a lot of stuff. I hope you enjoyed it. It is now time to pick a word of the episode. There was a lot here. I'm going to have a hard time with this, I think. We had drop back, drop by, drop cloth, drop curtain, drop dead, drop down, drop forge, drop front, drop hammer, drop head, drop in, drop in, drop kick, drop kick, drop leaf, drop lit, drop light, drop off, drop off, drop out, drop out, drop pass, dropped, dropped, egg, dropper, dropping, and drop seat. I hope that sounded as weird to you as it did to me. Let's see. Well, you know, there's obviously some good ones in here. I believe the one that really is jumping out at me, though, has probably got to be drop out. I guess I have to pick the noun, dropout, one word, because I am a dropout. Spencer is a dropout because he dropped out of society and college. He dropped out. Yes, he did. He couldn't handle college or life anymore. He dropped out. And then he came back, and then maybe he will drop out again. Not really much of a song, but that's okay. Oh boy, this episode was long. Last night, I just recorded the episode that has long aired weeks ago with who do we got? We got Muffy, Fishbasket, and Andrew. We talked about drag queen and lots of funny stuff, and so I had a really fun time recording with them. And I hope that you go check out all the things that they do. What did we got? The college football tour, and Muffy Fish Basket is on Instagram and performs in various places around Chicago and maybe more. I don't know where they go. But yes, go check them out. And that's all I got to say to you today. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.